Welcome to Atlanta. What's up, 1550 Damn Probably Possessed, the rundown, Loving Hip Hop Atlanta, the official, unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Loving Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Living life. So this is season 11. I don't know why I wrote season 5. Episode 23, Day of Our Lives. Did I even say that last title? I was like, keep it on the low, whatever. Anyway, we start things off with Carly. Her and Amy have booked a show in Vegas and are rehearsing for it. Since Bambi is feeling better, she's there to watch. Amy lets them know that she is invited to do an interview with Jock, and she's bringing Mozzie along. She isn't all the way in. She hasn't got that ring back from Mozzie, and plus he's been giving her old vibes. He waking and baking and whatnot. Carly, she wants another ring, and she has 5 of them like Thanos. So I don't know why she want more rings.
She should just collect them for real, put them inside of a little like light up box in her closet, and be like, oh, all the times I was proposed to.
Carly hopes Kai doesn't F it up or she will kill him. She has been ignoring red flags like hiding his phone and lying about his whereabouts.
That man is a man right there, boy.
Okay, y'all, I just said this on Miami. If you a guy over here, you getting a cheating storyline. There's no ifs, ands, or but about it. Eric got one. Shooter. Both Sierra man got cheating storylines.
Like, oh, I forgot about them.
Bambi is back out here dating, though, so I guess that's good for her. Speaking of dating, Yandy, I'm up here using this Bear app for my notes. And I had to tell it, I had to have it learn Yandy. I need to have it learn Mendeecees, but it doesn't correct Mendeecees. It corrects Yandy to Sandy. So I'm like, who is Sandy?
Mendeecees, because they don't know what they correcting
so them to. Mercedes, what you trying to say? Yandy and Mendeecees have some alone time before they go off to Kentucky. So Daniel Cameron, who was the attorney general for whatever, I can't even remember the city, but he didn't prosecute the police officers. Right? Huh?
Was it Louisville?
Mm-hmm. Prosecute the police officers responsible for killing Breonna Taylor. So he's running for governor. He didn't win. So, because this is in the past, he did not win. So she wants to stop him from winning. She's going to get people to sign up and vote. Mendeecees is still not on board with Yandy giving her egg away to her cousin slash sister. I was so frustrated with this. He was like, your cousin, my sister, your cousin, my. He mean biologically. You mean feeling wise. Like, you know he's saying.
Yeah, like, come on, stop playing these games.
Yeah. Jock, he has another birthday celebration because I'm pretty sure he had one with the kids at the bowling alley. But things have been tense since that bowling alley. He apologizes to Kendra for walking away. And she says, I just want you to be the liaison between her and Gianna's mama, Gloria. That was on the way to the birthday bash. We get there. It's at City Hall. This is his first birthday without his mom.
You could just throw birthday bashes at City Hall?
Man, I guess. Jock performs is going down. We saw Scrappy and Mama D there. Look like they had a fun time.
Look like they had a great old time. Mm-hmm. I'm just confused why they had the child marching band now, but that's neither here nor there.
Scrappy is enjoying. Excuse me. He is enjoying his piece when Mama D stops by, updates him about the last event and Erica and Diamond cross-contamination conversation.
Diamond coming over and sitting next to Erica and being like, hey, girl, it didn't do nothing but tickle me even more because I just thought about the Erica and Scrappy interview. When she be like, she be in my face just like, hey, like everything cool.
Yeah, no, you don't want no smoke. Carly Red. So Erica and Diamond's conversation, Carly Red being Bambi's representative, taking away grandparent rights. I don't remember that part. And Scrappy like, she can't do that. She's like, I don't say I wanted Bambi dead. I just say I don't care about her death. Scrappy, after hearing all this, was like, man, I just wish Bambi had better friends. That's what you got from that? Nah, Mama, both will cut this out. Mama D is turning 60 or triple 20, according to Karen Hughes.
Karen.
Yeah. And has a big celebration planned. She wants to make peace with Bambi so she can spend the time she has left with her grandbabies.
Are you dying? What is happening?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I know we never know, but she said like she already knew her expiration date. She did
say it like that. In Kentucky, we got Yandy, Spice, the Until Freedom Movement. Mendici is there. Tamika Mallory, she's registering people to vote. Yandy is thinking about running for councilman. She shares this info with Tamika.
Councilwoman. Woman,
that's right. Councilwoman in Atlanta. Tamika tells her she needs time and she has Tamika to stay home.
Tamika's face look like, girl, what?
She doing too much.
I was tickled.
All right, we'll get back to that. Carly confronts Kai after checking his phone. Apparently, they share each other's passwords. So I'm like, this is really quick. He says he talks to other, he's talking to other women. He admits it. And he didn't know if they were going to work out.
But y'all live together.
Then he said, I didn't lie. I'm a man. There were lies told. She said, wait, which is it then? He said, all men make mistakes. He was just slowly dropping the women off. You know, he wasn't, you know, he was laying them down nice and neat. He didn't want to just cut them off. He didn't want to CC all the girls he CC'd around town real quick like. She said, we worked together. We lived together. I met his mom. So she gets in the car, calls him a cheater, thought he was different, and she leaves her own house. We got back-to-back episodes of people leaving their old home before she does any damage. Should Carly just stop?
It was him still eating the food.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't going to stop a meal now. He was not about to stop this meal. All right. This is one of the reasons. Last week, I talked about switching it up on the rundown and doing some different things. The fact that we get to Mama D's birthday bash and she is walked out by Ernest. I've been asking for Ernest for 3 weeks. You see? So all the grandkids are there. They got the crowns on. They look adorable. The Fulton County Commissioner's office is there to honor her. September 21st is now going to be Mama D Appreciation Day in Fulton County, Georgia. Why is that never a storyline? Why do we never see Mama D do anything good? Because obviously she's doing something good in this community, but yet y'all just show the foolishness. She thanks Erica for Imani, and she also thanks the band.
I really was like, what does it take to get a day? Because I feel like everybody get a day.
She thanks Erica for Imani and thanks the band and sends an olive branch. She's been reflecting a lot. So she's this 60s.
She was sending an olive branch, okay? An olive branch.
Erica feels like if she and Mama D can find peace, her and Bambi can too. And this is when Diamond joins Erica and Jack at the table like, hey, sister girl, have you ever been or has anybody ever been this cozy with you that y'all both have shared the same man at different points in time? Ain't no dude ever been like, yo, what's up? Hug me up like, you good? You good? I'm like, no, we just don't talk.
Not that I can recall.
Just like, oh my God, you are so cool. I can see why he was with you. Mama D and Ernest, after a costume change, joined the table as well. She details Jock on Erica and Diamond conversation. She wants to tell everybody about these women talking about her son's penis. But she wants to claim that it was too much for her to take. Diamond wants to know about the olive branch, as you call it. And she says it's for the kids because she don't like the bitch. What are we doing? And she really said this, y'all. Like Queen Elizabeth before she died when she met with Meghan Markle. Okay. She's like, I'm too old for the mess, so this is what you are getting. So there's a party after registering over 1,500 people. It's the Vote for Brianna party. Brianna's mom speaks out about her daughter, how she deserved more from the city that killed her, and she loves her, and she is sorry. It's got to be tough. It don't seem like it ever gets easier for her to sit there and talk about it, because we've just seen it before on this show. Tamika brings up Yandy running for office. My son is on board. Mendici is just finding out. And this is the problem, too. So when he takes her outside, she was like, well, the reason I should be the first one. Well, I didn't tell you because you're going to react like this. That's not how that works. She says, the decisions you make affect the family. Yandy says this will be before 2024, so they got time to figure things out. I forget they recorded this last year because we were watching some of this last year and we're just watching the second half. Let's talk about this Amy interview that we probably can't find nowhere. So Amy and Mozzie show up at the radio station for Jock, and she had to put on this fake face, because Mozzie done gave her some news that we'll find out later. They talk about why Amy walked away in the first place and Mozzie being a bad money manager and how they got back together. And Mozzie said, "I'm really him." He will propose again. After the interview, Jock speaks with Amy and Mozzie. We learn that Mozzie has a daughter from a past relationship, and he didn't mention it because they weren't together. This past relationship daughter, I don't know why Amy didn't give us the real age. She said it's like 6 or 7 years old. And then Mozzie told her, the mama or the girl, I don't know, that she can move in with them. And she says, how can this happen?
I was so confused.
When you can't support the household, you know, due to your business ventures and your rap is not covering the bills. So now the way we wanted the scrappy timeline, I kind of want a Mozzie timeline. How long was y'all together? Like, was there some overlap? Where a whole kid show up at? And how
I
many?
I had heard. Now I don't know because I didn't know them pre, but I could. Somebody was like, she had knew that of their relationship prior to Love and Hip Hop. And maybe they had been together for like 5, 6 years or something like that. Or 6, 7 years. And that this now here baby is, I guess, who he was with or who he was dealing with before her.
Okay.
And I guess Shorty was pregnant, but was like, it wasn't his or something. Or they never took the test. You know what? The case may be, but I guess he recently found out.
There's some different type of dudes. Because I think two near pregnancies where these were two women I wasn't with. Right. And then that near each other. And that's, I got to clear that part of the story up. There's two different times. And I hit one of them up like, hey, you pregnant? She's like, yeah. Hey, what, you know, how many months long? And I used a condom and I still was questioning. Like, what's going on? All right. And then the other one, I made her go take a pregnancy test. I'm like, no, I need to, I can't sleep with that on my mind to be like, do you got a baby? Are you pregnant? And shit, the other one wasn't pregnant at all. But you best believe 4 or 5 years later, I sure looked Shorty up and she had a baby. she had a baby, but the baby was like 2 or 3 years after me and her to stop talking. So it couldn't have been my child, but she had a kid. I was like, hold on, let me do the math. Sometimes you don't be trusting people. But like in Mozzie's situation, he should have got that cleared up. We like, let's do this. I'm not saying you out here. I just need to know for my peace of mind, is this my child? Because I don't want to be not in this child's life. Mama D has this summit with Bambi. They try to figure out where did it go wrong. Bambi thinks it's when I started filing for divorce and you started dragging me. I never lied on Scrappy. I just said he was late. He owned up to that. You go on live every day and talk shit. Mama D says, no, it had to do when you had a family member living in my house. The same family member, I guess, that she made the obituary about. And Mama D says, after your mom attacked me. So they yell at each other and finish with saying Bambi doesn't have a degree. So Bambi shows that she went to Cal State Dominguez Hills.
I don't know why that was important or not.
She was like, well, you can look it up. So she shows her this paper. Mama D rips it up and says it's not real, which prompts Bambi to get up and say, I should slap you. They trade fuck yous. The producers get involved.
She really did lift her hand up at her, though. Yes. I was like, whoa.
Producers get involved and said, this is what we came for. So they get to sit back down. Bambi says she will sue Mama D for false allegations, for falsehoods, I guess. Said, I filed for divorce because your son was cheating. He be capping. He dragged me through the mud. Hello. You know what's funny? I think Safari said it last episode. It wasn't nothing for me to write. But Safari, Bambi, a lot of people are in our generation. And I remember when I got out of high school, you probably were in high school. If y'all did it in the city, I don't know. But you know how when I was in school, we would tight roll our pants. We would fold it and then roll it up. Like I think I was in junior high. Well, when we got out of high school, I guess these kids were using rubber bands to put over their ankles and stuff like that. We graduated. My guy started doing that. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, this is style. I said, no, the high school kids are doing that. Let them have that, which is leads me to slang. After a while, we don't have to. We can talk like we talk. It is cool. We don't have to adapt capping and whatever. Like, let them have that. That's a shit. So
Mama D, some people just stay with the time.
They just stay with it, man. They got, look, Mama D sticks up for Scrappy. We not bad people. No. She was like, yeah, we not bad people. And Bambi was like, no, you the bad person. I'm not saying Scrappy's bad. Mama D would not go continue to go back and forth. So she wishes her well, and Bambi wishes you hell, and says, I'll see you in court. And then this, see, you know how Flo last episode said, you'll never find another one like me? Mama D said, see, this is why Scrappy will always love Erica. That's a better walk-off line.
I was like, girl, why is you bringing up Erica? Be mad at her damn business, bitch. Like, come on.
Next time, Carly's having a mixer for Bambi. Is that what it looks like? Like they're trying to do, you know, 50 dates, that thing that's on YouTube that the kids like? Erica considers sitting down. Erica Banks. I forgot we had a couple of Ericas. At one point, we had three Ericas, y'all. Why? Why was there three Ericas? Erica was really a popular name. I went to school with a couple of them.
I went to school with Erica, too.
Consider sitting down with Rennie. Oh, that reminds me. It was on TikTok. I came across my feed, my news feed, about old people names. And this lady, I guess, was sitting in the backseat with her kid. And the kid thought, like, Ashley, Amanda, and stuff, like, old people names. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's always going to change. Obviously, our generation, like, Louise and Ethel. But ain't no Louise and Ethel. We got old people names to them. Well, not we, because we got two.
Louise and Ethel. Ooh, child.
There's like, see, the reason why I can say I don't, because I know for a fact there are Johns and Jonathans and Johnnies at my school. So they don't look at, they're like, no, he still have a kid name. Mozzie wants another chance and Carly's on a date with a new man and then came back to the crib. What did Carly learn? Do better. You can't. Come on, man. Y'all better go get a room. Especially when Kyle's still at the crib. You ain't kick him out? What are we doing? Part. All right, news and rumors before we get out of here. Mama D is still up to her antics. That's what I want to say. In a clip from her recent Instagram Live, Mama D went the extra mile, opening an envelope containing what appeared to be Bambi's birth certificate. How she got it? Who knows that? Bambi is 37 years old. Mama D insists that she is 43. So Bambi has not responded to these allegations.
What difference does it make?
I don't, unless you really want her to go to jail for lying to the police with the what's name, right? And then I missed this. Scrappy, he took to social media to share his take earlier this month on how Bambi acted throughout their relationship, claiming that it was less than pleasant. And according to Scrappy, his therapist even told him that he shouldn't speak about her, as her behavior was so egregious that nobody would believe him. Y'all got it. Why do we? I'd be damned to break up with people and still talk about them. I don't have the time. I got to focus on what I'm doing next. And then real quick, I don't know how much you're keeping up with the Diddy of it all, but he got a new allegation from some guy who said he was touchy-feely with them and then showed him a sex tape with Stevie J in it. Stevie J said that is not him. Some other guy came out. Well, so was Stevie J, allegedly Stevie J and another man. And all I can remember is, like, I think Jocelyn used to hint at Stevie doing just anybody, anything and anybody. But a former male porn star said, that's me. That's not Stevie J.
Yeah, so, I was going to say somebody came out and said that.
Yeah, so that is that. Look, listen, it's rare. And I'm letting y'all know this now. It's rare sometimes where I'd be like, what are we going to talk about on Equal Opposites? Boy, that mea culpa movie. I cannot wait.
I got to watch that tonight, huh?
That mea culpa movie had me thinking Because I know how I want the rundown to go. I know how I want equal opposites to go. But then I want to be able to have time to do extra things. One of those things is I want to stream movies, like on Twitch or something, and watch our reaction. I was like, oh, I should have been. I have too many thoughts on what's going on in this movie. But also, guys, the Wendy Williams. I've seen all four parts of that. That was
four parts.
Yes, it was basically just look at it as two-hour episodes. Yes, four parts of it. Really, really interesting. Can't wait to talk about that. What else I got on here? Wendy's being Wendy's. We're gonna talk about that. I have seven black TV shows that ended on a cliffhanger. So we could. I want to know how many of these have you seen? What else was there? That might be it. Other than our lives that we got, we could talk about. Yeah, and whatever happens in the next 24 hours. All right, that is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
That's at Shell. You follow me on Instagram. You follow me on Snapchat at iMeals with a Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515F. Check it out, the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Support on Patreon. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says.
Bye.